producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, our former Monday night co-host, who is now living it up in San Francisco, Derek J. Freeman, has received a New Hampshire Supreme Court decision on his right to carry concealed case.
Right in quotation marks.
Yeah, you think you have a right? Just wait till you ask permission for it. We'll tell you what happened in a few moments. Also, you can join us here at 855-453. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and we'll start out with Mike in Tennessee on the line. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Greetings, gentlemen. If I can explain the reason that you're on so many affiliates. Now, let me ask you, are your affiliates listed on your website?
Well, yes, they are. As a matter of fact, you can go to affiliates.freetalklive.com and see the full list of over 150 radio stations.
Well, I appreciate it, because that way, when we're traveling, if we want to listen to the show instead of Tinny and Genesis, we can go straight to the affiliates and find out and listen to those stations. So that's a good thing.
Sure.
What you have is what I would refer to as the filler effect. In dog food, they put so much meat, and then normally the number one ingredient is corn, which is a filler, because they've got to fill in all these voids. And because you're already spewing the state propaganda line of conspiracy theory, they're going to let you, and actually they should be paying you. I mean, seriously.
They should.
You could get, yes, sir, they should be paying you big time because you're supporting the government's propaganda of conspiracy.
What are you talking about?
Which conspiracy theory, though? We were talking about liberal conspiracy theories, conservative conspiracy theories.
No, government. Government, anytime the government does something and they put out a propaganda story, unless the government says so, you agree with the government. That's why you call 9/11.
I don't think you've ever listened to the show before. I mean, generally, if the government says something, we're super skeptical of it.
No, sir. The first 2 minutes I ever talked to you, you called me conspiracy theorist when I told you that the people in Virginia that were killed were not really killed. They were actors, that girl and the cameraman.
You're that guy.
It's not that guy. There's people, hundreds of people all over the internet that have these.
He's the guy who's called the show about that particular issue. You're talking about the Lester or Vester Flanagan shooting.
So your theory is kind of has some holes in it. There's a lot of people out there that do a lot of shows. It's not just Free Talk Live that will go ahead and say that, you know, that was the truth and that toe the government's line in whatever way it is that you claim that we do. I mean, considering that we undermine the government at every opportunity, you'd think that they'd have a more statist program to plug in, wouldn't you?
Well, let me prove to you.
It's all part of the plot.
Do you believe that Building 7 fell in free fall because of a fire?
Do you think that the government cares about my opinion on that?
My point exactly. You won't answer the question.
I don't know.
See, Mark,
frankly,
that's proof that you're a disinformation agent.
I really don't know what happened with Building 7. I find that to be the most interesting part of the whole 9/11 conspiracy theory thing is the Building Number 7. But the fact that Alex Jones is on radio stations, not as many as Free Talk Live, but on a lot of them, and he fully draws that into question, sort of undermines your point that we're on because we toe the government's line. I mean, this is the most ridiculous claim that I've heard of reasons why Free Talk Live is on radio stations.
He's probably the number one internet radio show, and you can go to Talkstream Live when he's on, and he's up there number one, number two.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex Jones pones us on the internet, but on radio stations, we're on a few more.
But, Mark, he ignored your point, and
doesn't care about a point. He's a conspiracy theorist. They don't have points.
Well, no, but your point was that Alex Jones is on radio stations, so how can that happen, Mike?
I deal with facts and truth. My point being is that
the truth is that Alex Jones is on dozens of radio stations. Why has the government allowed him to be on there?
It's commercial. They can't stop it. And
they can't stop us from being on.
No, no, they want you on because you're...
Mind-numbing.
Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. I've heard enough. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I was hoping he was going to go into the Alex Jones conspiracy theory. See, there's a conspiracy theory that Alex Jones actually is a CIA agent. And that the Genesis Communications Network is just a front for the government.
You never hear about the CIA anymore. It's always the NSA, right? Like, it used to be the CIA was everything, but the NSA is a larger organization. Now it's always about them. I wonder what the CIA is doing these days. No, Alex Jones is a very nice guy.
Yeah, we've met
him, and, you know, he's a great dude. He's on the radio stations he's on, in part because he, you know, produces a really great radio program. He rules on the internet. There's no doubt about it. He's got a lot of people that listen that way. I'd say he's more of a niche program in the sense that, you know, a lot of people just the conspiracy theory thing doesn't resonate with them. I'm certain that there are conspiracies out there. We can point to them historically. You can go and you can find these things. Turns out this is true. Turns out that's true. There's a whole variety of them. But when you sit out there and just point out everything being conspiracy theory. I'm not claiming Alex Jones does that, but I will claim that there are some people that just don't believe bad things happen anymore. Like, oh, well, nobody
would go
out.
Someone got shot. It must have been the government.
Right, somebody got shot. It must be a plot to trick us into not paying attention to this other news story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I can't. I just can't get on board with that. I don't know what happened to Building 7. I don't know what happened to Building 7.
That's not good enough for the conspiracy theorist, Mark. If you aren't on board 100%, right? If you're not on board 100% with their idea, and a lot of them have different ideas about how all that stuff went down on 9/11. But if you're not on board with the conspiracy theory 100%, then you must be working for the government. And it's ridiculous.
He didn't claim
that.
He claimed we were patsies as opposed to shills.
Well, didn't he say we were getting paid?
We should be getting paid, is what he said.
Oh, okay.
He didn't make that
whatever.
Point.
So we're patsies for the government. Whatever. We're doing the government's bidding, whether they are instructing us to or not.
Which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Every time Ian gets an opportunity to suggest that a police officer or politician has done some horrifying thing, he will do that.
Almost. I mean, I could fill the show up with bad cop stories, and then we'd be Cop Block Radio, which is a great show in its own volition, and I don't want to try to duplicate what they're doing. There's a lot more worth talking about in the world besides terrible police abuse stories, although we do cover them often enough. And, yeah, I mean, we're constantly against the state on Free Talk Live. We have a philosophical disagreement with the idea of the state on this program. And we put it out there, the idea of coercive government. We put it out there that we're against those concepts almost 7 nights a week. I mean, if a night goes by where we're not crystal clear on that, then it's just a chance happening that we weren't crystal clear that
night.
What's
that dude's, what was the caller's name?
Mike, Tennessee.
Mike, call another radio show with your lunatic theory about shooting some, but the you know, this whatever it is about shooting the TV anchors. Call them and see if you get on the air. And then tell me what a conspiracy theory Free Talk Live is. Because we'll let you call in.
Yeah,
if what you had was such groundbreaking information, you wouldn't get on the air on the government patsy show.
Yeah, that's true. We don't screen calls out on this program, much to the chagrin of our consultants and some of the people who might be, critical of. You know, sometimes you get a bad call when you do that.
Well, there's an older theory in radio that you don't let callers just call in and talk about whatever.
But that's what we do. That's what the show's sort of concept is, and it was formed because I, as a talk radio listener, was frustrated by the idea that these talk show hosts seem to have this ironclad control over the content that went out on their show, and I didn't like that as a caller.
I spend all the time, "Oh, I love you. We are here in Topeka.
Oh,
just think you're so great,
I
Ian.
Hate that stuff.
Oh, God. Dittos to you, Ian, and everything you guys say. It's awesome. Do you think you could come out and be best man at our wedding?" I mean, just this drivel that the airwaves are just full of.
Let freedom ring!
Free Talk Live might every once in a while get derailed by a caller, absolutely. There's no doubt about it, or we'll have a bad caller. But every one of those calls is bad.
John, you're a great American.
These people talking about how awesome the host is.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Hey, Ian, you're a bloated megalomaniac. Can we talk about the issues for a minute?
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's an issue coming up here, and that is your right to bear arms. Think you have a right? Well, not if you're asking for permission. And our friend Derek J. Freeman will tell a story.
Has this ever happened to you? You're applying for some type of a loan, whether online or in person, when it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you.
Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more. With crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Coming up here October 29th and 30th. We're about a month away now from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. The first one ever. It's going to be happening in Vegas at the beautiful D Hotel.
I'm excited. We're going to be doing Free Talk Live from Las Vegas for the first time ever.
Wow.
And
that is exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun to be out there. Yeah.
Bitcoininvestor.com. You can go get your tickets there right now. You're not going to want to miss being around some of the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin industry, including Paul Pui, Joseph von Perling, Bitcoin Bell, Tone Vase, Trace Mayer, Stephen Michaels, and more. You can go to bitcoininvestor.com to learn about the event. It's happening October 29th and 30th. And come on out and meet Mark, and he'll be broadcasting live. Bitcoininvestor.com as we continue here. Here is the story from our friend, former co-host Derek J. Freeman. He's also the host of Cop Block Radio and Flaming Freedom, as well as sometime co-host on Freedom Fiends. Great, talented guy who I had the pleasure of calling my roommate for a long period of time here in Keene. And he's a Free State Project early mover, and hopefully we'll be seeing him back here in New Hampshire one of these days, despite the terrible news that he received from the New Hampshire Supreme Court regarding his petition to receive a concealed weapons permit. Now, in some states, they have what's called a shall-issue permit.
Right.
And the term shall-issue suggests
that they shall issue it.
That they shall issue it when you request it. That you go.
You fit the criteria, they issue it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, at least in New Hampshire, there is one pesky little word in there that the legislature types put in that is essentially a huge loophole that allows the government to do whatever they want and not issue you a permit if they decide they don't like you. If they decide that you are, in their terminology, unsuitable. Are you an unsuitable person?
Right, so they decide that. You know, in this case, they did it because of arrests, but there were no felony arrests. This wasn't a clear criteria. It's just somebody making up their mind that you're unsuitable.
In a piece over on his blog, TheDerekJ.com...
This is often what I'm scared of when they say things like, well, we need to check and see if people are mentally stable before they get their firearms license.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're mentally stable, unstable, you'd think you'd have a criminal record by the time you were able to buy a handgun. But otherwise, you're just asking people to guess whether somebody's stable or not. And in this case, was it the police chief?
The police chief was the first person to deny him the permit. It was then upheld by District Court Judge Burke, and then further upheld by the Supreme Court in New Hampshire.
The police chief decided that he was unsuitable for whatever reason the police chief decided, and that's it. There's really no check and balance on this.
No, there's the right to appeal.
The court system didn't decide whether the police chief was right or not. They just decided whether or not he could make that decision.
You haven't read the three-page decision, correct?
I don't. Which is the brand new one?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, then I don't think you should go out on that limb. So the Supreme Court did assess the claims of the lower court and therefore the police chief, and they determined basically that they agreed with the initial assessment by the police chief that Derek was unsuitable.
I see.
For this. So I'm going to get into the details here from Derek's own writing over at freekeen.com and his blog, TheDerekJ.com. But first, John is in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, John.
Good evening, guys. How
Welcome, sir. Excellent. Go ahead, sir.
I was calling in regards to a caller a little while ago that got the ticket over the inspection sticker.
Yeah.
And he indicated that he had a bunch of bumper stickers on his car regarding liberty.
Yeah,
he did say that.
I think that might, you know, I've heard people who have a bunch of bumper stickers often talk about how they think that they're targeted.
Exactly. Well, you know what? That guy received a contempt of cop ticket. I'm retired from law enforcement in California. Over 30 years, he got him a contempt of cop ticket. He had all these stickers on his back bumper. He got pulled over. He did the right thing about pulling into the bakery parking lot to get off the roadway.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. You know, he, instead of pulling over on the road, he pulls into a parking lot.
He did the right thing there. Excuse me. Oh, and the policeman walked up, and then he spouts off, I'm recording you. Excuse me, I had a frog in my throat there. He bought him a contempt of cop ticket. He should have never been cited for the, he should have never been cited for failure to pull over because he did pull over. He just picked the spot for his safety and the safety of the policeman that stopped
him. Well, you know as well as we do that the cops can cite you for all manner of different things, and then, you know, some of them are going to get dropped by the prosecutor or the court, and there's no penalty for the cop for writing failure to pull. Even if the guy in the car did pull over and he was fully within the way the code was written, the way the statutes were written, it's no skin off the cop's back to just go ahead and tack an extra charge on, right?
Well, you know, not really.
Yeah, but, exactly.
It appeared to me that he was looking to pick a fight with that policeman. When as soon as the cop walked up on the car, he says, "I'm recording you."
That's not picking a fight, man. That's just, you're exercising your rights. That's informing the officer that he better be on his best
behavior.
They're
not used to it.
I'm not arguing with you, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that just set the stage for him to receive the ticket.
I see what you're saying, but that's not a reason to not record the police, right? Like, it's important to record the cops.
Well, you know, there's a lot of this going on in our country right now with citizens recording the behavior of policemen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Yeah, absolutely. I support it. I encourage it.
Okay. Just think of any employee in any business that where a citizen would walk in to conduct business, and the person that walks in the door immediately turns on their camera phone and starts recording. That just sets the bad tone.
I see what you're saying.
I think it certainly could
set
a bad tone.
But it's different. It's different as far as, you know, if I'm walking into private business, then I should be more respectful of recording the people in there because it's a privately run business, and they're not threatening me to come into their store. When a man pulls you over as a police officer, when a uniformed man with a car and a gun forces you to the side of the road, he has been the one who has put the whole encounter on a negative footing because he's threatening you in the first place. And so, you know, if you don't pull over, they'll run you off the road, possibly shoot you and kill you. And so that's why it's completely appropriate to respond with a video camera to these people.
I would have never done that, but I have the experience of being on the law enforcement side of an issue. And I didn't call your station to pick a fight. I was just sharing an opinion.
I don't feel like I'm fighting with you. We're just having a discussion. I thank you for the call.
Wait, I've got one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've got a video camera in my car that runs all the time. It's not me holding a camera up, and I get where you're coming from on this one, but I'm just sort of asking. If a police officer comes to a car and you've got this equipment that's just sort of running in your car on a regular basis, like they have on theirs, do you think that that's as confronting for them?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either.
Thanks, John, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Look, if you want to keep your head down and not stir any trouble, then yeah, just be real obedient. But I think you should stand up for your rights.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And so I just realized I never turned the cam on tonight. Everybody who was trying to watch the cam, it's now there. You can now watch the cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Well, it's free. You can get what you pay for.
That is not the attitude of a person who runs a business. That's an incentive for people to listen to the show. It's not free. It's value-added.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Well, it's free, so you don't get to complain too much. 855-450-FREE is our number. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. I know, Mark, you wanted to continue to discuss recording the police. We'll get into that. But first, Mika or Micah is on the line in Montana. Maybe Micah, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's it, yep.
Excellent.
And if you go over the Swedish version, you can say Mika. So,
all right.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and tell you, I appreciated your conversation last night on the blood moons, and I believe it was Mark that made a comment about the Christian belief of preterism, which briefly just sees all of the New Testament prophecies fulfilled in the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. And I kind of wish that would have gone a little bit farther along in the conversation. What I wanted to point out real quick is that within the preterist movement, Christianity is moving into a libertarian framework because within traditional Christianity, the need for a state that has the monopoly use of force is found within the idea that man is a fallen creature and that Christ hasn't come back yet. So what's happening is within these Christian sects that are going into preterist theology, they're realizing that that has all come to an end and that there is no longer any need for a state in the fact of waiting for Christ to come back, where there has to be men, you know, ruling over other men in his stead. So it's kind of analogous to when the reformers came along, they essentially replaced the divine right of the king with the divine right of the democracy, kind of that idea. But the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that this is super important for the liberty movement because John Hagee, while he's more of an extremist view, he does represent the majority of the right-wing Christians. So when you get Christians who...
In many ways.
Specifically,
this is the guy, this John Hagee is this pastor who believes the blood moon was going to mean some sort of thing was going to happen, some kind of terrible climactic event.
Well, it's supposed to actually begin in tears and end in triumph. So actually something triumphant, I think, is supposed to occur. I'm not sure what the tears were.
Well, what he has is that he has it tied to the modern nation state of Israel. And this is where you get the huge Israel lobby within the right wing, which actually is calling for wars in the Middle East because they believe that Israel, the modern state of Israel, is still God's chosen people. And so the blood moons are supposed to initiate some type of Armageddon. And it's interesting because the fundamentalist Muslims in the Middle East have the exact same kind of Armageddon end times mentality. Not the more secular Muslims, but the more fundamentalists that we tend to arm. And so I think the liberty movement, as far as being more appealing to Christians, I think they can take some good lessons and say, hey, listen, you know, we understand you're a Christian and we know you like Ron Paul, except if you don't like his philosophy on foreign intervention, but what about looking at a different, you know, theology that still fits within your framework that would allow you to be consistent across the board? And I think that would be a great thing for the liberty community to kind of engage with Christians in, because there's a huge amount of Christians that will never become libertarians just for this fact that, well, we have to have a government because Christ hasn't come back yet. And by the way, Israel, we have to protect because we're America and we're God's chosen people to protect Israel until the Armageddon comes. And all this nonsense.
I mean, when the hell did the Christ ever say, you guys need a government while I'm gone? I mean, that didn't happen.
In Romans, it said that the rulers are placed above you and that they are terrible or something like that. But terrible in the sense of, you don't want to be on their bad side. So to some extent, the Bible said that in Romans. That's Paul. Now, I'll make my arguments against Paul, to anybody particularly wants to hear them. Most people don't. But I've heard lots of people make this claim as far as there's ways that we can massage the message. And I like preterism. I suspect I wouldn't be nearly as damaged by Christianity if that was the sort of Christianity that I was taught. Mm. But, the difficulty is that I just can't address those issues because I don't have enough knowledge of, say, preterism. I'm not a preterist teacher. A preterist preacher. And so, the liberty movement, I encourage, we don't tell people what to think on Free Talk Live. All we say is that human freedom is a value that that we should purport. So, yes, I agree with you completely. I just don't know what to do to further your philosophy.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning it last night on the conversation. I can't listen live. I'm on a delay, and then I usually listen on my podcast while I'm working throughout the day. And I think that there are a lot of things that you guys have done great, and I really appreciate all the work that you've done. My point when I talk to people that are kind of, whether in Christian circles, which I run in as well as libertarian circles, I'm trying to bring those two together and say, hey, wait a minute, there is a Christian theology that actually is a theology that supports the libertarian philosophy of...
There is, and there are a lot of Christian libertarians that
sure
I've met.
Are.
Thank you for the call tonight, Micah. And we're seeing some more of them move here to New Hampshire as well. And now, there are plenty of libertarian atheists and all manner of different libertarian... You know, there's the Muslims for Liberty and all manner of different religions.
They seem to get along just fine.
Within the Liberty movement. And they really do, yeah. And they're very respectful, the Christians that are at least up here in New Hampshire, as far as the Free Staters, the Liberty activists that are here. Baron Swearingen, who is the former president of the Free State Project, is a big-time Christian with his family. And he and I get along just fine. I mean, it's great.
They interface with their church, and you don't go to their church, so you don't interface with them in that way.
And they're never pushy about it, you know, the religious folks here, or the Christian folks, to be more specific.
Yeah, I don't find that to be the case. Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, Mark, you and I are involved in the Shire Free Church, which is an interfaith group of folks who might believe different things about theology that have come together under the banner of getting the state out of churches and having a church that is a non-state church, not worshiping the state higher than or alongside of their own God. That's one of the kind of the premises behind the Shire Free Church.
Yeah, well, not only that, but I mean, I also am of the opinion that... you know, like you're going to have whatever opinion you have about your God and the way that, that speaks to you or whatever. But the God has a value of human freedom. Like, this is important and integral to, God's interface with man. That morality can't exist without, people being able to choose between sort of doing the right thing and doing the wrong thing. So governments don't have a role in that. So that's what my main thrust in being involved with the Shire Free Church is.
Our toll-free number tonight, allowing you to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind, it's 855-450-FREE. Whether it's theology or gun rights, you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. We've also got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Our friend Derek J. Freeman writes in his blog post that is at the top of freekeen.com right now, "I got a sad letter from my attorney this week," writes Derek. He says he informed me that the Supreme Court of New Hampshire upheld the lower court's decision to deny my application for a license to carry a handgun discreetly. You can read the decision here, and then he links to the three-page long Supreme Court decision.
As though Derek J. has ever done anything discreetly.
And he says, "Well, that was fun. Thanks for playing. Please remember to tip your waitress on the way out. $5,000 in legal fees, endless hours spent in and out of various courts, and for what? A goose egg. Nothing. No justice, no rights, no freedom. This sucks." We'll continue with his comments here. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com.
Come and take it. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Our friend Derek J. Freeman denied his supposed right to protect himself. To bear arms. In this case, to conceal carry those arms. We'll tell you more about what happened to him here in a Supreme Court case here in New Hampshire. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You've heard about shall issue? Well, at least here, it's total BS. Because they can deny that shall issue permit so long as they determine that you are unsuitable. That's the legal term here that allows them to just, you know, push whatever they want through the eye of a needle. I mean, it's just ridiculous. All they have to do is just claim that you're unsuitable and give some sort of, you know, lame-o reason as to why. We'll give you some of the reasons why they think our friend Derek J., who's entirely peaceful and responsible with his firearms, is unsuitable. He can carry them openly. So it's not like he's being told he can't have a gun. It's not like he's being told...
He just can't put the gun under a coat.
Correct. Or go into his car with it, apparently. With it loaded, at least, as I understand it. So we'll get into more of that. Also, if you want to win $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, here's how you do it. You go to forum.bitcoin.com. You register for an account. It's free. And then you start posting on the Bitcoin forum. Now, I guess what happened was there used to be a really popular, I mean, there still is, there's a really popular Bitcoin forum out there that is, I think, Bitcoin Talk. But apparently there has been some censorship going on there, and our friend Roger Veer is none too happy about that. So he has just taken matters into his own hands rather than complaining at the Bitcoin Talk forum and trying to change the policy from inside of the forum. He's just gone ahead and started his own darn Bitcoin forum, and he's got a better URL. It's forum.bitcoin.com. You just go there and start posting, and the most appreciated forum post basically around the end of the year. So you get some time here, but posting sooner rather than later is probably a good thing. The most appreciated of the forum posts is going to be the author of that post will be awarded $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. And it's that simple. So go and get interactive there. It's I guess the criteria here is that it'll be by January 1st or when the forum hits 10,000 users, whichever of those is first. So go to forum.bitcoin.com. Our toll-free number, and by the way, bitcoin.com, just on its own without the forum, bitcoin.com, great website to point people to who might be new to the ideas of Bitcoin, to kind of pitch them on the idea of Bitcoin. It's basically the purpose of the site. So check it out. Ian and Mark here in the studio with you tonight. Derek J. Freeman, our friend and former co-host, has been denied his supposed right to conceal carry a firearm in a supposedly shall-issue state. And I'm going to continue his blog post from freekeen.com. It's also over on his site, thederekj.com. He says, these cross-dressing lawyers claim that I am unsuitable to conceal a firearm because I have been involved in two scuffles with law enforcers. Never mind that they attacked me. Never mind that I always have been peaceful. Never mind that I can still legally own and carry a gun. I just can't put it in my pocket, wear a coat over it, or step in my car with it. Sure, that makes sense, he says.
It makes no sense at all. I mean, if you're going to let a person carry a gun, then having them unload it every time they get into a car, and then presumably load it when they get out of the car?
That will look a little scary to people.
That's unsafe, and that's going to make people uncomfortable.
Yep. He says, my only takeaway from this 15-month ordeal is that so-called rights are a lie. If your freedoms can be restricted by state agents because of personal prejudice, then they are not rights. The whole point of a license is to restrict a person's natural freedom and then sell it back to him, or in my case, refuse to sell it back at all. The ruling doesn't have to make sense. The judges have the power of infinite force on their side, and while they may claim that might does not make right, that is precisely how they operate. And I'd like to add in here the recollection of what happened to Derek J. as far as the police chief's excuses and reasons for denying Derek the right to conceal carry, or denying him his license to conceal carry. He basically said that Derek shouldn't be able to conceal carry because he doesn't respect the police enough. That was his reason for not granting it to him.
It doesn't seem reasonable that you would demand respect, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did not respect us enough. You made a movie, Victimless Crime Spree, where you disrespect the police and you don't do everything that we say when we say to do it. So therefore, you shouldn't be able to defend yourself. That's what's happening here. And that's one of the reasons why he was called unsuitable. And then these judges are backing this guy up. He says these people have no shame, no dignity, and no honor. If they did, they would respect my right as a human being to defend myself. And they wouldn't stand in my way of exercising my natural freedoms. But they do, at every opportunity. When I've asked permission of a bureaucrat, the answer undoubtedly comes back, no, you can't. Well, why?
It does seem to be what they do.
Because am I a bad man? Because I am a bad man? No, he says. Simply because the people with the power don't like that I don't respect their supposed authority. So what now? The answer is obvious to everyone with a freed mind in his head. Ignore these sociopaths who imagine that they own me and peacefully do as I please. Gandhi said the only tyrant I accept is the still small voice within me. Does their ruling mean that I can't discreetly carry my gun? Certainly not. I'm a free man, free to live my life and use my property so long as I'm not infringing on the rights of others. But Derek, you ask, why did you apply in the first place if you were only going to ignore the ruling anyway? Well, the answer is because I was lied to. I was told that New Hampshire is a shall-issue state, and that it would be easy. It's just $10 and a trip to the police department, they said. That, you can see, is not true. I fit the criteria for a concealed carry license, except that the man who called himself the chief used his moment of power to deny me on his way out the door.
He's gone, too.
As a final F.U. before retiring. There will be no consequences for him, nor will there be any consequences for the criminal judges and law enforcers who allow this type of evil to continue, not just against me, but against the countless others without a voice. Without the $5,000 to drop on an attorney, and that was at reduced rates, by the way.
Yeah.
Without the popular blog, without the verbal skills or the time to spend articulating their story of injustice. Well, then let this be my consolation, that you have not stopped me. You have only fueled my passion for justice. I will long outlive you gray-haired tyrants, and I will spend every single waking second of my time on this earth influencing and inspiring young minds with my courage, creativity, and undying commitment to human freedom until the world recognizes you for the thoughtless, controlling brutes you are. You may beat me, cage me, and deny me the freedom that is my birthright, but you will never have my obedience. And that's from our friend Derek J. Freeman.
Ultimately, that's what they want. Ultimately, is they want you not to just do it, but to smile while you do it. And anything less than that is it's criminal.
He probably did smile when he went down and filled out the application. Derek is a very friendly, affable individual who always has a smile on his face, or very frequently does. But the thing is that he wasn't obedient enough before that, Mark.
Yeah.
He was obediently going ahead and trying to go through the process and get the darn official piece of paper from the state of New Hampshire, as countless other people have been able to do. But because they knew who he was, and because he had not done everything the police had demanded of him in the past, he was denied.
Now, he doesn't live here any longer, so he's under whatever rule that there is in California and San Francisco, which I suspect makes New Hampshire look pretty good, frankly. But
there's no doubt New Hampshire is one of the better states, but this just goes to show that these bureaucrats will take whatever power they can get.
But let me ask you this. The rules as they have been handed down at this point, could he simply go to another town in New Hampshire and get this done, or would that now be a violation of these rulings?
That's an interesting question. Rich Paul looked at the court's decision. It's a relatively short 3-page decision by the Supreme Court. And Rich seems to believe that the way the decision was written essentially means that it's an open for interpretation by the local police chiefs and judges. So if there's a different police chief or a different judge who hears the case and decides that Derek is suitable, then essentially this is not precedent on Derek.
Okay.
So there would be nothing at all.
They're basically the judges were saying that it's okay that the police chief ruled this way.
Yeah.
But if another police chief decides to rule another way, then it's fine because he's not barred by law from having a concealed carry permit. So.
Yeah, and so essentially one of the things that they say in the ruling is that the Supreme Court, they rely on the trial judge to be the determiner of fact.
Okay.
So if your trial judge is biased as hell against you, like you could argue Judge Burke is here in Keene.
He's certainly seen Derek plenty.
You could argue then my point here is that the Supreme Court will not look anew at the evidence in the case. They presume the trial judge got it right in looking at the evidence. And in this case, the Supreme Court, they claimed that, well, Derek had a tussle or a scuffle a couple times with the cops, so therefore he's not suitable to have a firearm, even though the cops attacked Derek.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.